This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
The head of Twitter has polled users on whether he should stay or go. The poll just closed a few minutes ago, and more than 57% want Elon Musk to go. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. More than half of Twitter users want Elon Musk out, a plurality, 57.5% versus 42.5%, with 17 million votes cast. Musk has been polling users on whether he should stay on as Twitter CEO after, among other things, a new policy aimed at blocking links on Twitter to its corporate rivals angered some users. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer is following this. Musk had said the vote would be binding. Nancy, what do you think?
Well, he says he will step down if that's what users want, and that was the question Twitter users answered. So far, more than half of the poll's respondents say yes, they want him out.
He didn't say when he would leave, by the way, and why would Mr. Musk be considering leaving his Twitter job?
Tesla investors, David, they are complaining that he's neglecting them. One fund manager tweeted that he thinks Tesla's outside directors are pressuring Musk to give up his role at Twitter. And Tesla stock has plummeted since Musk took over Twitter. Fortune says Musk's net worth has fallen by about half since its peak in November of last year. And he is no longer the richest person in the world.
In the meantime, it looks like Twitter is also asking its users about what some company policy should look like using these polls.
Right. The Twitter safety account tweeted out a poll asking if Twitter should prevent what it calls the creation of or use of existing accounts for the main purpose of advertising other social media platforms. And this came over the weekend after Twitter said it would take down accounts that were, quote, created solely for the purpose of promoting other social platforms. That created an uproar because it could prevent users from tweeting out links to Twitter competitor Mastodon or even Facebook. Musk apologized and said from now on, Twitter users will be able to vote on what he calls major policy changes.
Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. Stock index futures are pointing to an upstart of the day. S&P futures are up 0.4%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.5%. Bitcoin steady this morning, $16,760. The cryptocurrency is down 60% this year. The founder of the bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has reportedly decided to no longer fight extradition to the U.S. from the Bahamas, where he's under arrest after U.S. authorities charged him with fraud. In the fall, it was a survey finding nearly all corporate CEOs thought there would be a recession next year. Now, as autumn turns to winter, a majority of economists across several surveys also think the Fed's battle to tame inflation with higher interest rates will produce some kind of recession, at least a mild one, in the coming months. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
First, let's define a recession. It's a sustained contraction of the economy, negative growth lasting more than a few months. And we're probably not there yet. But parts of the economy already are under the pressure of higher interest rates, says Brent Schutte at Northwestern Mutual.
A lot of the goods part of the economy is now in a recession already. The housing market feels like a recession.
And the index of leading economic indicators is down 2.7% for the year.
If I go back to 1950, there has never not been a recession when you're at this level.
Meanwhile, bond investors have driven short-term interest rates above long-term interest rates, a situation known as an inverted yield curve, says Tulane economist Gary Hoover.
When you see this inversion taking place, that means that we're anticipating some type of recession sooner rather than later.
But in spite of these signs of impending economic slowdown, Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter says two key indicators of growth are still chugging along in non-recessionary territory, job creation and consumer spending.
The labor market is still strong. Workers are receiving real wage increases again, which suggests they will continue to consume goods and services, and that will continue to sustain demand for labor.
Pollack says there are signs the labor market is cooling a bit. Job postings have declined from red-hot levels earlier this year, for instance. But she says employers' demand for labor, driven by consumers' demand for goods and services, is still at historically high levels.
So we're unlikely to see an employment decline that would put us in recession territory anytime soon.
But most economists think a recession, at least a mild one, is in the cards for early next year, especially if the Fed keeps hiking interest rates aggressively to fight inflation. Brent Schutte at Northwestern Mutual says we'll know the economy's actually contracting
when we get our first negative jobs report, which is likely not too far in the distant future.
Job losses and rising unemployment tend to be lagging economic indicators, which means by the time we get our first negative jobs report, we'll probably already be in the recession that Schutte and most other economists are anticipating. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
This is it. Our May fundraiser is ending on Friday, and it's your last chance to help us reach our goal this month. Revenue sources for newsrooms like ours are changing, and donations from you, our Marketplace community of listeners, are more important than ever. Help us reach our May goal before Memorial Day weekend and fund public service journalism for all. Give now at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With ecosystems under threat, countries meeting in Montreal have hashed out a global deal to protect nature. This from a United Nations summit on biodiversity. The BBC's Helen Briggs reports.
The deal was adopted to cheers and applause shortly before 4 a.m. Montreal time after formal proceedings were delayed by hours. The Chinese government minister heading the summit brought down the official gavel despite objections from the Democratic Republic of Congo, which said it couldn't back the deal. Environmental groups say the agreement is historic in putting 30% of the planet under protection for nature and in giving better protection of indigenous rights. There were days of intense negotiations with divisions over how to pay to conserve biodiversity in the global south.
Helen Briggs is with our editorial partner at the BBC. Checking my market screens again, the benchmark 10-year interest rate is down slightly, 3.52% right now. Crude oil is up about a quarter of a percent, $74.54 a barrel. That is fairly cheap by the standards of this year. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.